த மகர்ஷி அண்ட் மகாத்மா பை ஹெச் ஜி நீலகாந்த். த ஃபாலோவிங் ஹேஸ் பீன் டிரான்ஸ்லேட்டட் ஃப்ரம் எ பேசேஜ் இன் ஸ்ரீ நாராயண் எம் தேசாய்ஸ் குஜராத்தி புக் சாந்த சேவதா. ஸ்ரீ நாராயண் இஸ் தி சன் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ மகாதேவ் தேசாய், ஹூ வாஸ் மகாத்மா காந்திஜிஸ் செக்ரட்டரி. லெட் மீ டிஸ்கிரைப் ரைட் ஹியர் அண்ட் இன்சிடென்ட் that happened during our return from the South India Hindi Prachar meeting. Vezavada, Vijayawada, is a station on the arrival route from Madras to Wardha. The talk came up before we reached Vezavada. Jamna Lalji, Sri Jamnala Bajaj, had then recently been to Ramanashram. He was lavish in his praises before Bapu, Mahatma Gandhi, of the holiness and peace of that ashram's atmosphere. Whenever a saint happened to be the subject of a conversation, my father's heart would melt like butter. With devotional interest, he began to inquire about Ramana Maharshi. Jamna Lalji, Bapu, and my father started on the subject with equal interest. In the course of the talk, Bapu suggested, "Mahadev, why not visit the ashram yourself?" On hearing this, father's heart leapt from sheer joy. Jamna Lalji also urged him, "Yes, yes, do it. It is really worth a visit. And now that you have come so near the place, you can go there right away. When otherwise are you going to have the leisure for it?" My father asked me to pack up his kit bag. The train had by then already reached the Krishna Bridge. Jamna Lalji was telling Bapu, "The peace I felt at Ramanashram, I did not find even at your ashram." After a short while, Bapu said to father, "Don't be in a hurry to return. If you have the same experience of peace as Jamna Lalji, you may stay on longer. Don't worry about the work." Bapu uttered these words in quiet and natural tone and manner, but the very thought of keeping away from Bapu for any length of time was unbearable to my father. He turned towards me and said, "Bapla," a pet name, "unpack the kit bag." I was stunned. Bapu too looked on in mute surprise. "Why, Mahadev, what makes you ask him to unpack?" "I have given up the idea." "But why?" "One Swami is enough for me." Sourced from The Mountain Path, 1969.